There are bad spirits everywhere. They vibrate at a lower vibrational frequency than we good, loving humans do. And so as long as the humans are staying at that high frequency of love and joy and happiness, the lower frequency spirits cannot access those higher frequencies. So that's the way you stay away from them.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Front Row. We are on Mount Shasta at about 7,000 feet. At 14,000 feet, Mount Shasta is one of the most amazing, the most sacred, the most beautiful mountains in Northern California. We just talked to Ashlyn, a local here, who told us about the legends, the folklore, and the myths of Mount Shasta, including some amazing facts. We are here, it's just about to start raining. It's about 31 degrees. It's a beautiful sight that we would recommend to see. We have a special episode for you today. We're on Mount Shasta at what is the beginning, the starting point of the Sacramento River. It's a very sacred, very special place. And we're here with one of the local people who live here, Ashlyn. And Ashlyn has lived here for?
35 years.
35 years. And tell us a little bit about what is this? Where is the water coming from?
Well, same place water always comes from, rain and snow. This rain and snow hits the top of the Mount Shasta at 4,700 feet, and it goes inside the earth, and it goes, and the earth filters it all the way down here. It takes up to 50 years for it to get from the top of the mountain down here. So it's very purified water. And people come here and use it for their drinking water all the time.
So they fill their bottles here and they can actually drink it right away directly from here. No need to filter or anything, right?
No filter needed. The filtering has already been done by the earth.
50 years, yeah.
People call this the headwaters of the Sacramento River. The river starts here and it goes all the way down to wherever it goes. And there's a number of different rivers in the area that add to that river, but this is the main one. And the water comes from the rain and snow on top of Mount Shasta, and it's 14,176 feet tall. And so as that rainwater and snow filters through the rocks and comes down here, it takes what they know to be 50 years to get to this place. That's why people consider it sacred drinking water.
Yes.
And they come here from all around to experience it.
To not fill their bottles and then drink it.
Not only that, but it's a sacred area where the Native Americans used to do their ceremonies as well.
Now, tell us a little bit about what you do and what your business is.
I'm the owner of Shasta Vortex Adventures, and I opened that business in 2003, and we take the worldwide travelers who come here to experience this sacred mountain. We take them to different power spots on Mount Shasta, teach them how to do meditation and use their intuitive skills, and they receive messages from spirit and get healing and get uplifted and feel the energy. And yeah, I must have spent time with thousands of worldwide travelers between then and now.
Now, this whole area is very spiritual, right?
Yes,
very Mount Shasta area, very spiritual. Why do you think that is?
Well, let's see. There was a Tibetan monk who flew over the mountain in an airplane years ago. Looked down at the mountain and saw how it just comes right up out of the ground. It's not in a big mountain range. It's its own separate mountain. And to him, that was one of the reasons why it was a sacred mountain. And he said, I need to come back here and bring my spiritual people with me. 2 years later, he brought about 200 people up to the Bunny Flat area, and they did flag ceremonies and all kinds of things. So that was that's one way of explaining it.
There's a lot of folklore, a lot of legends, a lot of myth, a lot of stories about Mount Shasta, and there's different things that people talk about. And one of these things is Telos. And Telos, from what I understand, is a city. It is a city that's underneath Mount Shasta. Can you tell us about it? How did this come about, and what do you know about it?
There was an ancient continent called Lemuria that was in the North Pacific Ocean, and it was about the size of present-day Australia. And the Lemurians were very spiritual, sacred people, and their community existed before even Atlantis did. So this is way, way old story. And they were very spiritual and gentle and kind, and long story short, their things didn't go right. They got attacked by the more aggressive people on the planet, some of whom were the Atlanteans, and their whole continent dissolved or disappeared or fell apart. And
so somewhat similar to Atlantis. It's a similar story to Atlantis in some way, right? As far as the continent.
Atlantis was destroyed overnight. Lemuria, it took a long period of time. And so as Lemuria began to disappear, the Lemurians said, if we want to stay alive, we got to go somewhere else. So they went out in different directions to find a new home. And one of the groups ended up underneath Mount Shasta in the caverns. And they built a city. And with their magic science, they made it look really similar to what we're standing in right now, trees and water. And they've got their own sun there. And so they've been living there for a very, very long time.
Now, is this a Native American belief as well, or is it more of a local folklore belief?
The Native Americans claim that they have lived here for over 15,000 years. It's my opinion that the Native Americans and the Telosians had communications during those times. I haven't seen any recorded messages in regard to that, but I know they worked together.
Is there any evidence that you know of, or any witnesses or any people that have seen the city or have talked about the city? Tell us.
I wrote a book about it.
Okay.
It's called Adama Discourses, Walking the Light Path with Intention and Purpose. Adama is one of the main leaders in Telos. And there are two other women who have written about Lemuria and Telos. And so I meditate. I talk to spirits all the time. In 2005, I was in meditation on Mount Shasta, and all of a sudden, Adama appeared in my meditation, and he said, I want you to bring the people to me. And I said, okay, but what does that mean?
And yeah, what people?
The people that I'm guiding on tours, the people that come to Mount Shasta, those people.
Yeah.
And that's when he taught me a meditation that takes people into the inner earth city of Telos. And I've been doing that with my clients ever since 2005.
So through meditation, you are able to see the city or to go with your
and
mind.
And experience the feelings of the city. Sometimes people experience, well, this one woman was kneeling on the ground when she was meditating. And shortly after she went into meditation, she starts sobbing. It's like, you know, just literally crying. And I said, okay, I'll let her just do what she needs to do. And then after the meditation, I asked her what happened. And she goes, I have never experienced love like that ever. And I have always wanted to feel it that way. I want to go back there and stay forever. So tremendous amount of love in that city.
Now I have to ask you this, for the skeptics out there, for the people, you know, you're in a small community here, spiritual people, but for the skeptics, the people who live in the big cities like San Francisco, what would you tell them? How would you be able to convey to them that this is actually true, that your visions or your experience is real?
Come visit me and I'll take you there. Lead you on a guided meditation. teach you how to use your intuitive skills so you're doing it correctly and you can see for yourself.
Now, are there any bad elements? Are there any bad spirits that would, you know, take advantage or want to interfere with when you take people there?
There are bad spirits everywhere. They vibrate at a lower vibrational frequency than we good, loving humans do. And so as long as the humans are staying at that high frequency of love and joy and happiness, the lower frequency spirits cannot access those higher frequencies. So that's the way you stay away from them. It's by keeping yourself in that place of love and happiness, etc.
Ashley, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Thank you for watching another episode, the special episode in Mount Shasta. Very spiritual, very amazing place. Now we want to see your comments. What do you think about Mount Shasta? What do you think about these amazing experiences that Ashley and others have gone through? Please put your comments below, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.